Hello, my name is BC Oladipupo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwords.org. Today I'll be sharing on amazing answers to prayer. Have you ever felt what's happened to my prayers? Be rest assured that when we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions we desired of him. 1 John 5 verses 14 to 15. Now, let's have a look at some amazing answers to prayer from Scripture. Samson. The Lord had just delivered Samson from the Philistines, which can be found in Judges 15, verses 1 to 14. Samson had taken a new jawbone of an ass and slew, which means kill, 1,000 men with it. After Samson did this, he threw away the jawbone as he had finished using it. After this, Samson cried unto the Lord because he was thirsty. Now, let's see Samson's prayer request and the answer from the Lord. Judges 15 verses 16 to 18, and I read, "And Samson said, if the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of an ass, have I slew 1,000 men. And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand. And he was sore thirsty, and called on the Lord, and said, Thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant. And now, shall I die for thirst, and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised? But God clave an hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water out of it, and he drank it, and his spirit came again, and he was revived." Now let's look at part of verse 19 again. Remember that Samson had already cast away the jawbone, but God clave an hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water out of it, and he drank it, and his spirit came again. And he revived. That is amazing. Now let's look at Hannah. Hannah was barren and had no children, according to 1 Samuel 1. She went up to the house of the Lord and prayed. The Lord answered her prayer, and she bare a son and called him Samuel. Let's have a read. 1 Samuel 1:20. And it came to pass, when the time was come that Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I asked him of the Lord. Now, verse 27 reads, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord had given me my petition, which I asked of him." So this is very clear that God answered Hannah's prayer. Many of us are familiar with the prophet Samuel. The Bible says that none of his words fell to the ground. Let's see how this scripture describes Samuel. 1 Samuel 3 verse 19, "And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground." Why? Because the woman asked for a child in prayer. Just a slight detour. We can also see an interesting account in 1 Samuel 2, when Hannah was praising God for what the Lord had done for her. 1 Samuel 2, verses 1 to 2, and I read, "And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiced in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoiced in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none besides me. Neither is any rock like our God." Verse 2 sounds familiar to most people. Verse 2 is a song that we still sing today and has echoed throughout generations. Because the Lord answered a woman's prayer, the Lord not only put a song in Hannah's mouth, but a song in our mouth generations to come. Most of us know the song, "There is none holy as the Lord." This was birth from the miracle that Hannah received from the Lord. Now, let's have a look at someone else. Maona, Samson's father. Now, Samson's mother was barren and had an angel appeared unto her. The angel told her she would have a son. This can be found in Judges 30 verses 3 to 5. When the angel appeared to her, her husband was not there. So she went to tell her husband. Then the husband prayed and asked the Lord to send the man of God again. This can be found in Judges 13, verses 8 to 9. And the Lord answered his prayer. Let's read Judges 13, verses 8 to 9. Then Maona entreated the Lord and said, "O my Lord, let the man of God, which thou said to come to us again, and let him teach us what we should do when the child is born. And God hearkened to the voice of Maona. And the angel of God came again unto the woman as she sat in the field, but Maona, her husband, was not with her. And the woman made haste and ran and told her husband that the man of God had appeared, and her husband went to meet the man of God. The whole account can be found in Judges chapter 13. This is an amazing answer to prayer. Mahona, who was Samson's father-to-be, asked the Lord to send the man of God again, which was an angel. He obviously did not know that it was an angel, and the Lord answered his prayer. So what is it that you asked the Lord for in prayer today? Remember, he's a God that answers prayer. We have just read an account. We have just read accounts of a few amazing answers to prayer. There is none holy as the Lord is a song that was birthed out of an answer to prayer that still echoes from generations. A miraculous provision of water from a jawbone, and the Lord granting the request of a husband that an angel comes back to reconfirm the message that the Lord sent. What an awesome God we serve. If the Bible says, if we ask anything, which means anything, according to his will, he hears us. And because that we know he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petitions we desired of him. So be encouraged and know that the answer to your prayer is on its way. Thanks for listening.